That was Emily K. Bright, who is a poet and freelance writer who lives in Wisconsin. And last year she attended a workshop on audio storytelling with Peter Payette here at Interlochen Public Radio. And Peter joins me today, and we'll be talking about how to produce audio stories, which are sometimes, or used to be called, podcasts.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, and it used to be called radio before that, right?
but, back in the old days.
Yeah, but you're careful not to use the term radio when you talk about this today, right? Because then you're really talking about a dead medium, even though we're talking on it right now.
On the radio.
Thanks for having me on, Aaron.
That particular piece runs only 5 minutes, but in talking with Emily, it took her 4 to 5 hours to do the writing and producing of it, and then another 5 hours to write the poem and put it through editing. So 5 minutes of radio took 10 hours.
Right. And that's pretty good. I've seen the Public Radio News Directors, Inc., we call it Prindy, is an association to address issues that news directors need addressing. And I've seen job descriptions, kind of boilerplate language for a workload for a reporter, and that estimate a feature report takes 20 hours to produce a 4-minute story like you often hear on Morning Edition or All Things Considered. All the information gathering and the writing and the production of a piece like that can take half of a week for a full-time worker at a public radio station. So it's very labor intensive. And I could easily believe that Emily spent 10 hours making that fine little program she put together there.
A lot of writers are interested in doing this. How do they get started? What do they need? What do they need in hardware, software, knowledge?
Well, the equipment is quite inexpensive these days. I remember when I got started in this work in the late 90s, I wanted to buy my own piece of recording equipment, and I finally found a used piece of equipment for $300, and it was quite used. It didn't last very long. It recorded on little DAT cassettes, which are sort of small digital audio cassettes. And today you can go out and buy, there are a couple of types of handheld recording devices that you can buy for $100 that collect excellent digital sound. You can also download an app for your phone that will turn your phone into a recorder, and the app will give you some ability to adjust levels and do the sorts of things that a handheld recorder does. So field recording equipment, such as Emily used there to record her daughter, you know, it can be picked up pretty cheaply, and it's high quality. It's not, you know, it may not last as long as the field recorders that we would buy at Interlochen Public Radio to use on a regular basis, but you can buy good equipment for $100. And then you need a digital editing program for your computer. You need a computer and you need some software. The free program is called Audacity, and I absolutely hate it. Probably one of the reasons I hate it is I've developed a number of habits that don't translate well over to Audacity. So maybe if you're starting from square one, Audacity would be just fine. But I've encountered a lot of problems. I've used it with students here, and we've encountered problems. GarageBand is what we use with students at the Interlochen Arts Academy. GarageBand is free on any Mac laptop. So it's a decent program.
So it's software and hardware, and that's probably the easy part. It's the knowledge part.
That really is the easy part. And the reason we have these courses at Interlochen, and we have a week-long workshop that Emily was a part of that we did last year. We're doing that again in June, and now this June we're also adding a 2-day workshop to kind of learn the basics. And the reason we started doing that is I've been in Interlochen now for almost 14 years, and I've had many, many people come to me and say, oh, I want to do this. I want to tell this story. What do you think of this? And I have tended to try to have an open door policy. Well, with you yourself, Aaron. I mean, when Michigan Writers got underway, one of the previous hosts, Ann Bardens McClellan, you know, the policy was, hey, people have an interest. Let's keep the door open and try and develop things and do more than we can with full-time paid staff. But I have frequently found that with reporting, storytelling, the kinds of ambitions people have, they get into the midst of it and find it's extremely difficult. And I've had writers who have been on your show who have started into producing a piece, have gathered tape, maybe we get to the first edit and then I never hear from them anymore. So we decided some instruction where they have some skin in the game, because I'm also taking my time to, you know, to work with somebody and train that person. So we decided with these workshops where they can pay and, you know, we can really teach them the basic skills in a 6-day format. And now in this 2-day format, I don't know how to advise people outside of that. I mean, picking up the skills, it's very challenging having somebody to help. I guess maybe just going into it with an understanding that it's going to be difficult and a determination to get out on the other side with a finished product might help, but it's a challenge.
So you write all the time. You write to, as I don't know exactly what your process is, but you write before you do your stories.
Correct.
And that takes a lot of time.
It does. The writing process is the most important part. Well, there are a lot of important parts, but the delivery, you know, the presentation, the performance of the work, and what you heard Emily do there, really depends on having a good script and a script that's written for the ear. That's one of the big distinctions that you have to make with Peep First, because we're so accustomed to reading and writing for our eyes. You know, we're thinking of what the eyeball can take in to the brain, but in this medium, it's what the ear can take in. And so it's a fairly different style of writing, more succinct. You're not hanging clauses Yes. off the ends of your sentences and packing all this information. You need to keep it clean. And a well-written script, when you get in front of a microphone, makes a world of difference.
So do we have another piece of audio now?
We do.
Okay.
So this piece, we were quite excited in our workshop that Nancy Bazalchuk came from Norway for our Transom workshop last August, and she only came for this. She really wanted to do this. She's a freelance journalist in Norway, and she wanted to learn radio. And so for the workshop, everyone before they arrived had to have identified and made contact with a person to profile, somebody doing something for a reason. Those were the marching orders. Go find somebody who needs to be available at this time, when in the course of the workshop, that's when you go out into the field. So she found this artist over in Frankfurt, I believe, or maybe he's in the Traverse City area, what we'll hear. And she produced this piece. We'll listen.
What an engaging story.
Yeah, isn't that great? We were so excited about that one.
And one of the joys of public radio, either from the network or from IPR Local, these kinds of stories.
Yeah,
many of us keep our dial set to Interlochen Public Radio because of it.
Yeah, inspiring, right? Kind of in Steve's work inspires you to how he rearranges how he sees the world and sees those fish. Yeah,
and the nice
great
way
work.
She cut it together with the voice of his wife as well.
Right. I thought his wife was a nice addition to that piece, because she is involved in a sort of logistical way in the creation. And the other thing that was great about this, and this is the kind of thing you get in a workshop, the instructor, I just assist teach in the Transom workshop. Transom.org is an organization on the East Coast that is kind of a showcase. They are promoting new voices in public radio, kind of innovative ideas. And Rob Rosenthal is the instructor who does a lot of this kind of teaching. And so we bring him here to do the workshop and I help him. But so we started kind of workshopping this piece before she went out. And one of the things you really want to think through is, what are the sounds? What sounds can I get? And yeah, maybe a sound of a drill going off might be okay. But he said, why don't you, Rob Rosenthal suggested to Nancy, why don't you suggest the artist, Steve, just have him list all the items that he includes in his sculptures that he uses. And so then she worked that into the front as she was opening, and she had him sort of listing them off, and she kept bringing him back in. And so his voice was sort of jumping in and out with her talking about all these different items. So that was just a nice technique that she picked up, through the workshop process, and really, really brought it together in the piece well.
So there are two classes coming up this June. One is called Introduction to Digital Audio at Interlochen Public Radio.
That's right.
And the second one is the Transom Audio Narrative Short Course.
That's right. So the Transom is that's the week-long workshop that is done in collaboration with transom.org. And that, I think, is full at this point. There may be a spot left, but that we are really looking for people who have some experience, who have dabbled, who have made a podcast, mm-hmm. who have tried this, so that we can really be off and running on the first day. So this year we created a two-day workshop that I will teach. And that's just going to be a basic crash course in the basic skills and the basic equipment that you need to record audio and edit it in a digital editing program.
And listeners can find this information at college.interlaken.org.
Right, and look for media programs there at the College of Creative Arts here at Interlaken.
Peter Piatt, thank you very much.
Glad to do it. Thanks.